You should go into radio.
Say now!
Hey, that sounds great.
So how do we do that?
How do we start this thing?
You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Oh, you're good at this.
And now, folks, it's time for Who Do You Trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money.
Just go do it already.
Let's go already!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
All right, breaking news before we start. The most important thing that we've got to get out of the way, I am feeling better. My cold has diminished. I can barely, I can almost function like a regular human being. I know everybody in the valley has been concerned. Oh, what about Dimitri's cold? Is he going to be okay? I mean, how often is he blowing his nose? How often is he hacking up? I'm okay, so we can go back to this. Thank you.
No pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita.
It was breaking news. All right, incredible show for you today. Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. Later on, Mr. Big Willie himself, he's in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, I suspect, and we're going to find out if he had a chance to say hello to President Trump and if President Trump actually asked, how's Dimitri doing these days? So we got Mr. Big Willie. He'll be calling us from luxurious state-of-the-art cab, the Freightliner Cascadia 125, a legendary valley over-the-road truck driver. After the 8 o'clock news, we've got Dimitri Graffiti, which will be a great opportunity for you to comment on pretty much anything that you want to talk about, including our guest who's live here in studio. And if you want to see him, you can actually see the show as well. Now, with the magic of radio, you can download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the, hold on a second, hotkey. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And I'm the force multiplier of truth. And you can see the show, the Facebook live stream. Go to the Dimitri Vassilaris profile page. That's Dimitri with three I's. There are a lot of fake pages. Mine is the one with more than 8,000 followers. And you will see our very special guest who keeps nodding his head up and down because he's really raring to go here. His name is Riley Watkins. And he is running for the Republican nomination for the West Virginia House of Delegates District 5. You can also see the Facebook live stream on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. So, Riley Watkins, welcome, sir. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Happy to be here. How about yourself?
Terrific. Thank you. So, tell me, you want to run for the Republican nomination for District 5, House of Delegates in West Virginia. What district, what is included in that district, and do you live in that district?
Yes. So, I live in District 5. I live in downtown Wheeling. So, District 5 is downtown Wheeling. So, if you know, like, Center Market, you know, Capitol Theater, that area, it is Wheeling Island. It is part of Woodsdale, so it's like Woodsdale, Edgewood. There's like a cutoff line near the back of Woodsdale. The Woodsdale line is a very, very kind of weird section there, but also
Woodsdale's weird.
Yeah, yeah. So the section in Woodsdale is like the cutoff line for District 4 and District 5. It's like, I know Sean Fluharty, who is in the seat I am, he lives in District 5. Three houses down is District 4. So,
okay.
So the line is kind of weird in terms of the way the streets work. So if you go on the West Virginia House of Delegates, House of Delegates maps, you can actually zoom in and see if your house, if you live in Woodsdale, is
between
District
4. Tell me the neighborhoods.
Yeah, so there's Poplar, there's Walnut, there's Edgewood Street.
There's East Wheeling.
Yeah,
there's
East Wheeling, is part of my district, and then also Warwood, and then part of South Wheeling as well.
And downtown.
Yes.
Okay,
sir.
Great. And you say you live downtown. Where do you live?
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember Stone & Thomas department stores.
Sure.
In Williams Lee Building right now.
Sure.
Well, I live up on the 7th floor of that, Stone Center Lofts. The people that own Borey Lofts, they actually have a nice little, you know, two stories of apartments up there, and that's where I live. So I live in a nice piece of historic Wheeling, and I get to be a part of the history of Wheeling living in the 7th floor of the Stone & Thomas department store building.
That's great. Is it a studio, one bedroom, two bedroom?
Yeah, so it's a studio. It's nice. Got a little loft. I got the exposed brick of 100-year-old exposed brick, 100-year-old wood floors. It's beautiful in there.
That's
beautiful.
Great. And central heat, or is it individual units, or how do they do that?
Yeah, just, you know, one bed, 1.5 bath. It's nice. You know, I got, you know, everything there. It's amazing.
What's the rent there?
To be honest, I think everything included.
What do you pay in rent? This is not a trick question here,
Riley.
I
think it's about $1,500, everything included. It's not too bad.
Okay, $1,500, and that includes utilities and all that.
Yeah.
Where do you park? There's no parking there.
There's a lot across from the building there.
10th Street Garage?
Yeah, 10th Street Garage we have access to, and then the urgent care has a lot, but it's got spaces for us that park there.
Oh, okay. So if you get sick, you can just walk down to urgent care, and they'll take
care
of you.
Yeah, we'll go right down. It's right there for us.
That's terrific. That is great. So my sources tell me that you went to Wheeling Central.
I did, yes. Okay. Played football for Mike Young.
Yeah. How's Mike Young, really?
Oh, amazing. Amazing. He's one of the biggest mentors I've had in my entire life.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's so many areas that I think going to Central has helped me in, and one of the biggest areas I would say is my faith. And, you know, before every practice, we say a prayer. After every practice, we say a prayer. Before every game, we say a prayer. After every game, you know, we say a prayer. And going with Mike Young, the leadership, the composure he has, and the ability for him to not just be a football coach but a life mentor for me and every other player on that team, you know, the lessons he's taught me. There's very few people in my life who has had a big impact as Mike Young has had. And in being the best man I can be, being the best, you know, man of faith I can possibly be, Mike Young, the best football player I can be. Coach Young has been there for me on every era of my life.
What do you pray before the game?
So we say an Our Father before the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you're Catholic, but we say an Our Father, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we say that before the game and after the game and practice. And usually that's the prayer we typically say.
That is the prayer.
Yeah, we typically say that prayer. Yep.
All right. What was the best day you ever had playing football for the Maroon Knights?
I'll tell you what, every day is the best I ever had.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
State Championship 2019.
All right. Why?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you play for Wheeling Central, I think this is something really cool that a lot of Central kids will understand, is the standard there at Central is championships. The standard at Central is championships. Every single day when we have that first day of practice in August, it's you know, we want to go out there and we want to win a state championship. And I think, you know, after, you know, working for weeks and weeks and weeks, practicing in the heat, practicing in the cold, going to school after practice, you know, getting up and doing it when you don't want to do it, and doing that for 14, 16 weeks and being able to have all that come together to on Wheeling Island Stadium. Now it's Charleston Stadium, but to go down there to Wheeling Island Stadium and to be able to win a state championship for your teammates, but also, you know, for your coach Mike Young, who you have so much respect for, to be able to go out there and do that for him, you know, to me it's a feeling that, you know, I don't think there's anything like it.
What position did you play?
I played running back, and then I played safety on defense.
All right. And as a running back, mostly blocking or actually running?
Yeah, I did a lot of blocking, did a lot of running. We had a lot of good guys, you know what I mean? So I had my.
You're not that big a guy.
I'm not that big a guy, no.
How tall are you, and what do you weigh?
About 5'6", 170.
Holy cow, and you got to do blocking in high school?
I had to block in college, too, yeah.
Man, how did you not get run over by these 300-pound linemen?
You got to stay in the weight room. You got to make sure that you stay low. And to be honest, you know, at the end of the day, you got to hit hard, and you got to lead. You got to lead and keep your base. You know what I mean?
Keep your base. What does that mean?
Yes, you got to stay low, make sure that you keep your feet planted and don't get blown over. But to be honest, a lot of it too is just making sure that you're in the right position. You know what I mean?
Footwork is that important?
Yeah, because if you have the leverage there. You know, if you're a 300-pound lineman, I'm obviously. If we try to just go strength for strength, they're going to win.
Sure.
But if you have that leverage, you can get in the right position. A lot of times you can end up making the block.
Huh. At championship game, who'd you play against?
We played against Doddridge.
Good team?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah.
How did you do?
Did all right. I was a freshman when we won. So I had a couple carries. You know, did good. Had good blocks, but we won. You know what I mean? So I think at the end of the day, we got the win, and that was
the most. What was the toughest day at Wheeling Central for you?
Toughest day?
Yeah, first thing that comes to mind.
Probably when we ended up losing a couple of those years, you know what I mean, on football, when we lost in the playoffs a couple of those years, those were some tough days, you know what I mean?
You cost your team the game?
I did not, no.
Okay.
No.
Would have made for a much better interview if you had, but.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right, so you're 21 years old.
I am.
That's awfully young to be a delegate, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, the founding fathers of this nation, James Monroe was 18 years old when he founded this nation. Alexander Hamilton was 21 years old when he founded this nation. Aaron Burr was 20 years old when he founded this nation. The founding fathers of our nation were younger than I am. So to me, I don't think I'm that young, but you know, if people do say I'm young, that's a fair point. But at the end of the day, I think we need more young people. I think we need more people with no political experience to be running for office, to go out there and advocate for the people of their district from a place of genuine care. And to be honest, I say judge me on my policy, judge me on, you know, my vision for our district, judge me on my vision for our state, not my age. And, you know, listen to this talk show and decide your opinion for yourself.
What's the most important characteristic you have?
I would say my ability to work hard, show up, and not quit. Because I think with anything you do, if you're going to show up and not quit, I think there's not much that can stop you. Because again, I've realized with whether it's politics, whether it's fitness, whether it's football, whether it's business, so much of it is, you know, getting up, showing up, and just being there, and giving your best every single day. And I think if someone has the characteristic, the trait of not quitting, it's very hard to beat that person.
What's the most important thing you've done in your life? 21 years, 2 decades, and a year. What's the most important thing you've done?
Getting baptized.
Why?
Well, to me, I don't know if you've ever been baptized, but I know for me, going to Central and learning about Jesus Christ and his word, you know, to be honest, I was never someone that grew up in church. I was never someone that their entire life they were going to church all the time. And going to Central, going into religion class was actually one of my favorite classes, learning about Jesus, learning about his mission, speaking with a lot of people who are in that world of faith. My brother-in-law is a pastor, and speaking with him, and I made the decision to get baptized. And
how old were you?
It was my junior season at the end of the year, so I think it was 17.
How did you reach that decision to be baptized? 17-year-old kid is typically thinking about, you know, hot babes and, you know, this, that, and the other. And you're thinking about being baptized?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, when I was in religion class, I asked so many questions. My teachers that were at Central, I asked so many questions to them because it was so interesting to me. Because this idea that there was a person out there who would sacrifice his, you know, life for our sins because he loved you so much, to me, it was so crazy to me. And it was so interesting to me. And I just wanted to ask so many questions. And talking to teachers, every time I had a question for them, they had a great answer. Talks about faith. Talk about, you know what I mean, the way that you can live. And I realized when I started living by the principles of Christianity and I started living by the word of Jesus, my life improved. And that was something that I believed in. And when you look at baptism, it's basically saying I commit my life and I commit myself.
Was there one moment where you thought to yourself, okay, I'm going to be baptized?
So no,
one,
I mean,
one
I,
episode in your life, there was one thing, one someone said something or something happened, some significant moment.
No, just to be honest with you, I think there's just a lot of things. I think it was, and to be honest with you, I think the best moment that I can think of when it comes to my baptism was the second I came up from the water. And I think a lot of people that have been baptized at a later stage in their life will tell you the same thing. I can't necessarily describe it with words, but there was a feeling that I had when they said, you know, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. Do you commit yourself to Jesus Christ? And I said, yes. And I was dipped into the water and I came back up. And this feeling, you know, it made me, you know, it is a symbolic, you know, thing to get baptized because your sins are clear. And when I came back up, I felt so refreshed. I felt so amazing. I had this just absolute love. And there's nothing to describe it. And I just knew, you know, that it was the best feeling I ever had. And it was just something I was so proud of to be able to go out there and say, hey, I'm a man of my faith. I respect my faith. And I think it was so cool because it was so many other young people who saw that and were like, wow, like I'm so supportive of that. And it was a great opportunity for me to talk about my faith to other people and say, hey, like if this is something you believe in, you know, do it and get baptized and convince yourself.
Have you convinced other kids, adults, whatever, to be baptized?
Not directly. I don't think there's anybody that I've basically said get baptized and they have. But, you know, I always try to be vocal about my faith. I go to Newbridge Church, Capitol Theater, right across the street from where I live.
Figuretti, Chris Figuretti.
Yeah, great guy. He has some great sermons.
Does he ever mention my names when he ever does those different sermons or anything? Does he ever say, by the way, and Dimitri said this, or Dimitri did,
I'll have to tell him the name drop. You know, I haven't heard him, but yeah, maybe.
Chris, come on!
Yeah.
I buy coffee, you know, next door or across the street.
Oh, it's a great cafe, yeah.
Newbridge Cafe, go there, buy coffee and everything. You'd think Chris would, you know, just do a shout out, you know, with some of these sermons, but apparently not.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He does a really good job.
Okay, great. So, your parents weren't all that involved with your faith then?
No, not particularly. You know, they never pushed it on me. It was something that I
How did they react when you were baptized?
Supportive.
They were?
Everything I do, absolutely. Well, it was my brother-in-law that baptized me.
Oh, really?
My sister's husband. He's a pastor. Huh.
Okay. You're an interesting guy. I didn't know what we were going to get this morning. I just saw that your resume, 21-year-old guy, exercise physiology, we'll get to that. Fixing obesity, mental health, and all that. We'll get to all these things. I had no idea you never really know until you meet somebody and you start listening to what they have to say. You have a lot more depth than I anticipated. I figure 21-year-old, you know, some idiot kid, you know, is going to drive here, do something stupid or whatever, but you present quite well, I must say.
Thank you.
I must, of course, the interview is still early, so let's see how the next segment goes. But here, a very special guest here in studio. His name is Riley Watkins, and he is running as a Republican for the nomination for the West Virginia House of Delegates District 5, and we'll be talking more with him in just a bit. You can see this interview, Facebook live stream, if you like what you hear and like what you see on the Facebook live stream, please share this. Let people know, like, hey, this guy, you know, this guy's worth listening to. This guy's worth watching. So please share that all over Facebook if you would. Hey, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show Facebook live stream.